Welcome to The Leadership Line, a podcast that covers everyday work issues from dealing with jerks at work to feeling burnt out. Tammy and Scott's experience, along with their different perspectives, help listeners grow, examine realistic options and alternatives, and identify those actionable solutions to the tough issues we face every day at work.
Hi, Carmen.
It's like a voice from the beyond. Who is that? Oh, it's Carmen.
Carmen. So this week I was traveling to a client, and I know you guys do a lot of traveling.
Especially this year.
I thought maybe today we'd talk a little bit about how do you make good use of your travel time. For people out there who are are road warriors, and they also feel like when I'm traveling, I don't get anything done. I come back to 5,000 messages or my to-do list doesn't get anything checked off. And what are your personal strategies for making travel not suck?
Well, I wish we had better personal strategies.
Yeah, there's some. Yeah. So first and foremost, I always make sure I carry something important with me.
Like what? You're going back to, our reference from earlier.
Back to the Hobbit. So, yes.
So you bring precious with you?
I love to take my precious with me. My magical invisible ring.
There you go.
Yes. So how do you, I think you have to think about, do you need to multitask during that trip? Because sometimes that trip needs to be, I'm going to have some downtime. I'm going to chill, listen to music or whatever that piece is. So there is a piece of always on is not good.
Correct. I think it's important that you truly give yourself some downtime, because one of the things that can happen when you travel is you're not having maybe dinner with clients that night. You don't have plans with people in the evening. And so you go back to your hotel room and you just work until it's time to go to bed. And that is not actually wise in any circumstances. You need to have
Unless you're our staff, then yeah, you should absolutely work until bedtime. Yeah.
In fact, start at 6 or 5, in fact, and finish up midnight or so.
I mean, that very much makes sense. Yes.
That is the organizational expectation.
Yeah.
Right, Carmen?
And if I can multitask while I watch a marathon of Castle, the TV show, then more power to me.
Yes. That very much makes sense.
Absolutely. And if you want to see Castle in a new show, it's called The Rookie. Same guy, same character.
Good to know.
Yeah, there you go. So in that spot, okay, so one, right? It's like, yes, there's usually downtime when you travel. And how do you maximize that downtime without going overboard? I will tell you one of the things that is helpful for me specifically, when Scott and I travel together, I think we're more productive. Mm-hmm. And part of that reason is if I am driving and Scott's in the passenger seat, we can work. And Scott is really capable of being in a car and using technology and writing notes and getting things done. I personally would get, a little car sick if I had to do all of that. So it works really well for me to drive and for Scott and I to have conversations and do work together, and he can do all of that documentation. And I've truly found that driving when we are together, we get less phone calls during that time period and it's really focused time. So I have found driving is actually a gift when it's two of us. And Carmen, you and I have done that. I've done that with other staff members. Scott has done that with staff members. That driving time we utilize, and one person becomes the scribe and the other person is driving. And that seems to work really, really well. Scott and I also do that when we fly. And Scott and I actually fly, and he will sit on an aisle seat and I will sit on an aisle seat across from each other. And we actually can get a lot of work done across the aisle when we fly as well. So we typically don't sit next to one another. We typically actually sit across the aisle from one another. And that gives us a little bit more space. It gives us a little bit more, it's not privacy for sure, but we seem to get a lot
done. It pulls in four other people, your seatmates in each aisle, instead of just one other person.
And maybe we can tap into their creativity and collaboration in that spot. Never can tell, right? So I do like traveling with others. I actually see that there is some benefit in that. That's one of the things that I like to do is bring teammates with in that space. But of course, they still need to have a reason to travel. Don't just bring them for that. But Scott, you have a lot of tools and techniques that you use specifically, even when you travel alone.
Podcasts and audiobooks, if I'm doing development or that, absolutely, right? Play that through the car. It's a great time to, you know, if you have some follow-up phone calls to do when you have kind of that idle time or you're in the airport between flights. Again, it's not about packing as much in as much as it is, how do you be thoughtful and purposeful about that time? And then for me personally, I use Kindle on my iPad. I'm not a paper book guy. And so typically I'll get a book read on a flight to somewhere and on a flight home. So I'll typically get two or three books read on a trip.
And I sometimes choose a specific project. So, you know, you kind of have some idea about how much downtime that you're going to have, quote unquote. That means not facing with a client, right? And so when you look at that and you say, what work can I do in that amount of time? And I choose a specific project and I bring that work with me. That allows me to then say, okay, I can't do all the things on my list, but I can do this. And I don't want to bring four or five projects because oftentimes the resources for that and the thinking for that is too broad. So I actually look for a project that I can complete when I am traveling on my own based upon the amount of time that I think that I am going to have. And whether that is sitting in an airport and I put in my ear pods and, you know, the noise canceling spot and I work in that way, whether that is, you know, doing some of the research, which oftentimes happens in airports, that's, you know, it's noisy. And so what can you do so that you can use those methodologies of tuning out the rest of the world so that you can focus in that particular space? I also have to set my timer because sometimes I really get into the work and it's like, oh man, I was supposed to be. So in that particular spot, that's another thing that I do. Bring a project, bring, you know, noise canceling, whatever that is, so that you can focus a little bit better. And then put timers on so that you can actually make sure you don't miss a connection or that you are taking the time to go have dinner or whatever that is. Those are some of the things that I would do. Carmen, do you have any hints?
Yeah, you know, thank you for asking. A couple products that I just couldn't do without, noise canceling something is a big deal. Also, a bag that fits under the seat that I can easily get in and out of so that when it's time, the flight's taken off and it's time to get to work, I don't have the excuse of I can't, you know, put my head in somebody next to me's lap so I can dig around on the floor and find my thing.
Yep.
The right bag it's fun to shop for and really critical to getting things done.
And honestly, if you look, Scott has a backpack and he has so many things all stuck in it, including all of his chargers and everything has its place. And I was struggling this winter with traveling more than I have for a long time. And my old bag wasn't working and I just bought a new one. Now I have a place for all my highlighters. I have a place for, you know, all of my cords. I have a place for my computer. I have a place for my charger. Everything has its place. And I will tell you that also makes travel easier simply because I don't have to think about it. It is always in the same place. It's always structured in the same way. And so all of a sudden, that's a no-brainer for me. And you're right. The right bag and organized in the same way so that everything will always be in the same place and you don't have to look for it is really helpful. I love that.
I do think it does come back to like, what is the purpose of your trip? If it is purely a business trip, and I know a lot of people like to travel very light and easy. And I am the guy that I pretty much always check a bag because I really don't want to drag it with me. If anyone works for an airline, I would love to do the study of, are you actually saving time, effort, and energy by charging for bags? Because almost every flight, oh, I'm sorry, we're full. And people, right, get frustrated. And we're going to check your bag now. And I actually think it would be interesting. We'll see how many comments we get. I actually think it would be interesting if you charged people for carrying it on because it's annoying and it's in the friggin' way.
Well, and because planes are so full right now. So, I mean, I haven't been on a flight yet in 23 when the plane wasn't completely full.
Yes.
Right. And so they had to, like, I think the whole group coming from Phoenix the other day, it was like, bring your bags up. And people kept bringing them up and kept bringing them up and kept bringing them up. And then the poor person, you know, in the gate had to do all that work. Yes. So that was interesting. But there is a piece about that is, you know, if you put your bag through, one of the advantages, if you just have your carry-on and it has everything that you need it and it's organized, now you feel like I don't have to worry about all that other stuff. And I was the person who always brought my bag with until I started traveling with Scott. Scott's like, put it through. Okay. It's all right. And honestly, he's right. We get all of a sudden.
Especially because we generally fly out of a place where we're going to have a connection.
Yep.
And to me, that's part of checking my bag is like, I don't want to mess with that at the connection airport. Just let them be in charge of getting it there when I get where I'm going.
It's true. And in that space, I need to use the restroom. I'm going to go get something to eat. And you're dragging it with you. And it feels like you're weighted down with all that. So let someone else do that so that you still have the capacity, both emotionally and physically and energy wise, to actually make the most of the time that you have in that. It's okay to be sitting in an airport for an hour, but you can actually do some good work there. I don't make sales calls there because it's awfully loud, but I can actually get quite a bit done sitting at a gate as long as I have my work tools with me.
Last travel question. What's your favorite airport?
It's easier to tell you my least favorite airport.
All right.
I actually like Atlanta.
I hate Atlanta.
And thus, readers and listeners, now you know what I'm up against every day. Tammy and Scott with very firm opinions that are exactly the opposite.
Perfect.
And that wraps up this week's episode of The Leadership Line. As always, feel free to reach out to us in the emails provided in this podcast description box, and be sure to check out our upcoming episodes always announced on LinkedIn. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.